Not only did Jesus say he was going to meet him there, but the women told him to be there. He's out doing his taxes. He was out in the marketplace. Who knows? See, his mind was separated from Jesus. His heart, in a sense, is separated from Jesus in this moment. Because when the disciples, Jesus comes and visits those 11 disciples in that moment, then they tell Thomas, hey, guess what? We saw the risen Lord and we saw the marks. He was with us. Wouldn't you think that Thomas would say, hallelujah, it's all true. And what does Thomas say? Thomas says, unless I see the mark of the nail in his hands, and unless I place my, look, man, the Greeks here are amazing. Unless I place my finger into the mark of the nails, and unless I put my entire hand into his side, the gospel writer writes. He needs a lot of proof here. His heart's not really in a great spot. I will never believe, he says. The distance in the relationship is unbelievable. Heart, mind, space, time. Jesus bridges the gap. Jesus breaks every boundary and finds Thomas. Friends, the resurrection of Jesus does that for us. He breaks every possible barrier that we could have, relational barrier, emotional barrier, and he reaches us. There was a story a few years ago in South Florida, in which, true story, a young boy went out and swam in his pond. His mother stayed up at the porch, but she could see something that the boy couldn't see in the pond. She could see an alligator heading for her son. Mom, like any of us, did what all of us would do. She shouted and screamed, headed down to the pond. And the boy made a quick turn to swim back to the edge of the pond to get out of the pond. And just at the moment when the mom reached the boy, the alligator also reached the boy as well. The mom grabbed the boy's arms. The alligator grabbed the boy's legs. The strength of the alligator was matched by the strength of the mother and the bravery of the mother. And she saved the boy's life. Ah, isn't that good? A couple weeks later, a reporter came to interview the boy in the hospital. And the reporter asked this question. He said this. He said, It's amazing that you live. Can you show me the marks of the alligator on your legs? And the boy was in bed and pulled his gown up and showed the reporter the mark of the alligator's teeth in his legs. And the boy stopped and said, I have one more scar that I want to show you. And the boy pulled out his arms and showed how fierce his mom had fought for him to save him. To reach out to him. That's Jesus. Jesus will find you, and he will not let go of you. He will break through any darkness, any barrier to bring you in. That's the story of Thomas. Jesus broke through and reached Thomas. Now, Acts chapter 4, back to this, how do we build better relationships? Acts chapter 4 gives this story of how these early disciples loved one another and reached out like sea otters, right? Thomas was there, Acts chapter 4. And I imagine that Thomas was so overwhelmed that Jesus would reach out and find a way to grab his arm that Thomas dedicated his life to doing the same for other people. Dear friends, can we do that? Jesus has found you. He has reached you. We don't have scars on our arms in which he's brought us in. But guess what? He has scars. He could show you. His scars show just how far he's willing to go to save you, to bring you into his kingdom. I'm being so overwhelmed by that. Don't you think we can dedicate our lives, because of the resurrection of Jesus, to put our arms out to keep people from drifting? That's why we do what we do at Peace. It's why we pray. We pray for others. That's why we gather. That's why we do support social agencies, to keep people from drifting away. That's why we check on each other. Because of the resurrection of Jesus overcame all boundaries. We want to do the same for each other. Amen.